This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
Special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
A Supreme Court decision could come in June. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter was significantly slower than expected. According to the Commerce Department's latest figures, gross domestic product increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% rise. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the trial judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. Although Weinstein was also convicted of rape in Los Angeles, his New York conviction has been vacated. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, sailed through a newly opened deepwater channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. That ship, sailing under a Panamanian flag, headed for St. John, Canada, marked an important step in the cleanup and recovery effort as salvage crews clear tons of debris from Baltimore's harbor entrance. The parent company of TikTok, ByteDance, has stated it has no intentions of selling the social media platform. In response to a report by The Information suggesting otherwise, ByteDance denied any plans for a sale in a statement posted on a Chinese media platform that it owns. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
President Biden unveiling new investments enabled by the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. Thursday in Syracuse, New York, he announced a $6 billion deal with semiconductor manufacturer Micron.
In 2022, together with Leader Schumer, we wrote the CHIPS and Science Act. We used to invest significant amounts of money in research and development. We stopped doing it, but I was determined we're going to do it again. It's one of the most significant science and technology investments in our history.
The investment will aid in establishing two manufacturing hubs, one in Clay, New York, near Syracuse, the other in Boise, Idaho, where Micron is headquartered. Boosting semiconductor production in the U.S. has been a central priority for Biden's administration. San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 1990s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. Border agents in San Diego arrested 8,989 illegal immigrants last week, compared to 7,500 in Tucson. And if you like to fly Southwest Airlines, there could be some travel headaches in your future. The airline announced Thursday it will suspend operations at four major airports due to financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. The affected airports include George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, Syracuse Hancock International Airport, Bellingham International Airport in Washington State, and Cozumel International Airport in Mexico. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, great to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com going to join us in just a moment. Hey, John, real quick, might as well bring you in here right now. Epic TV just broke this story here that last Thursday, without any fanfare, it's not much of a break because it was reported last week, but one of the few that are reporting on this, and I know you've been on top of this as well, without any fanfare, pretty much no coverage, as they write, by the media, the CDC quietly published a study in its weekly report in small type, maybe, I don't know, but perhaps among the reasons the study wasn't given much publicity is because it showed that children who received an original COVID-19 vaccine had little protection against hospitalization just months after getting the shots. Whoa. Specifically, according to the results of the study, children initially, they had a 52% protection against hospitalization. That estimate now has nosedived to about 19% after 4 months. This is according to the CDC's own research. Thank God that there is a little bit of transparency that is taking place here. As we know, during the COVID era of information, everything was tapped down and squashed and protected. But at least some of this stuff is getting out. And this is, wow. I don't know. Maybe, John, just maybe they're trying to regain some credibility. What do you think?
Yeah, so there's little protection from the vaccine in children, but it's more than that. I reported earlier this month on the 11th that natural infection, so we're not talking about vaccination and whatever kind of protection or lack thereof it gives you, but natural infection that the body gives, the body becomes infected, and then you become immune just based on the body's own system, actually provides superior immune protection. So it's not just that the vaccine is not helping protect these kids, but natural infection, if you never got the vaccine and you just got infected from COVID, actually gives you this. Here's a quote from the study, and this is from Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology. Infection, more than vaccination, induces a specific mucosal immune response in children. That's directly from the study. And so there were more of these antibodies, a more diverse kind of antibodies. It's not just one antibody, but multiple antibodies in the like in your eyes, in your nose, in your mouth, the saliva, because that's how the viruses don't just sneak in through your skin. They have to get in some way, and a way they do it is usually through mucous membranes. Well, it turns out that natural infection provides more antibodies in these mucosal linings than the vaccine can. And it's worse than that, Bill, because it's not just that, okay, the vaccine's not working in kids, it's not just that natural infection, natural immunity provides better protection from the virus, but then you've got the injuries that the vaccine causes. The
exactly.
last
mm-hmm.
spending bill, yeah. bill allocated $25 million for children and adult vaccine injuries when the U.S. Congress approved that $1.2 trillion omnibus bill last month. Mm-hmm. It has $25 million.
And don't even get me started on that, John, because how much of that money goes to the attorneys instead of the people that were injured? You know,
exactly.
So basically, exactly. what you're telling me, John, is that God knew what he was doing, right? So we can either do it God's way or do it, the way of modern science to think they know better, right?
Absolutely. And this is one of the first things I go to when I talk to any kind of skeptics about, like, what the vaccine does and the harm it causes. I mean, you can just go to the CDC. You mentioned the CDC. You can go to the CDC's own website, and you can look at their VAERS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that was put in place in 1990. Mm-hmm. And it'll show you that there have been about 40,000 COVID vaccine reported deaths. 40,000.
Wow.
Now, that seems like a lot, but in 2010, a Harvard doctor, Dr. Lazarus, was commissioned by Health and Human Services to do a report on the VAERS system and the CDC and how it tracks these kinds of injuries and deaths that are caused by vaccines. And he determined that the CDC only gets about 1%. 1%, actually, he said less than 1%, but let's just be conservative. He said the CDC only gets about 1% mm-hmm. of any vaccine injuries or deaths reported to them in the first place.
Unbelievable.
Meaning that 9 out of 10 injuries or deaths that happen from vaccines never get reported to VAERS in the first place. So what that means,
it's like, that's like 9.9. That's like 9.9 out of 10, John. I mean, if you're talking 1%, right?
Exactly.
Crazy.
And so
yeah.
according to this Harvard doctor in an HHS commissioned report, you have to multiply any of these numbers that the CDC gives us by 100 to get a more mm-hmm. accurate number. So if you tack on 2 zeros to 40,000, you get closer mm-hmm. to 4 million.
Right.
So there have been about 4 million, if this Harvard doctor and the U.S. Health Department's correct, there have been closer to more than about 4 million deaths from this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And so supposedly, I mean, yeah, this is crazy because now you got COVID killing a million people, roughly. I mean, depending on which number you want to go with, but let's just round numbers, say about a million people that it killed. And of course, then the CDC said, well, not exactly. It's probably about maybe, I don't know, what did they say, 5-6% of that number, actually. So all these numbers get, confused in the minds of the American people. And all they want to do is be safe and make decisions based on informed consent. And so what happens when the information is so compromised and gobbledygooked all over the place? And can you imagine the medical community, John? Because, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on them to get this right. And then on the boundaries, you've got, institutions, you got the government putting pressure on doctors, saying, oh, you can't say this, you can't do this. In fact, I was talking with a doctor last night in California, John. I wasn't aware of this, but he said they can't even say the term immunity in California. Can you imagine?
It's absurd.
It's beyond absurd. It's dangerous. And so here it is. You've got Gavin Newsom. I don't think he has an MD after his name. Not even a scientist. and his ilk determining, how our health should be managed. That's a scary thought. What happened to, your plan, your doctor?
Yeah, we need to take our health into our own hands. We can't listen to the powers that be anymore.
Well, look at We have a constitution, and we need to make sure that that is enforced, ladies and gentlemen, because these are God-given rights, not rights given to you by your favorite governor or the one you hate the most in the White House, by God himself. And once again, he proves that he knows what he's doing. Stay with us. We got more from
you. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people who are longing for the peace that only Christ can give, and we're determined to share his love in any way we can. The Tide 3rd Annual Race to Share the Gospel invites participants to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact on the lives of millions around the world. The race will kick off on Saturday, April 27th, and end on Sunday, May 12th. This year, the Tide Ministry aims to raise $15,000 to directly enable new outreach in the Balkan region of Eastern Europe. Holding this virtual race gives fellow believers the opportunity to tangibly participate in what God is doing worldwide. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and how you can participate regardless of where you live, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of his return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hey, did I tell you it's great to have you with us? Well, let me tell you, it's great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com is with us. And John, just to kind of put a ribbon around all this that is happening is, you know, the confidence that we once had in the white coat and in the jacket of the of medicine has been compromised, and we have lost we've lost trust, and I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, this really, there needs to be a revolt, you know, in so many ways that emanates from the profession itself, that, you know, that they self-regulate and say, look, this is unacceptable. And they've got to, you know, again, go back and re-embrace these core Hippocratic, you know, values that, you know, they all took a vow to do no harm on, and to really introspectively and seriously, you know, I guess, in a sense, I mean, it's a form of repentance, isn't it? That they see what they've done, they've fallen victim to these outside forces, and really have kind of messed up their own profession.
Yeah, and if you want, it's because, you know, you think because they went to Harvard or they went to Johns Hopkins that they're smart and they know everything about everything. Well, what they learn, that assumes that what these schools are teaching these doctors is correct. Well, but what these doctors are learning is a kind of medicine called allopathic medicine, where if somebody has a problem, it's not about searching for the root cause of the issue. It's about prescribing some sort of medicine that doctor then gets a kickback from.
Right. Because they're battling the symptom over the root. Exactly.
Here's the number one, it's irrefutable proof that we have a broken healthcare system. Iatrogenic death is one of the leading causes of death in the world. This is Hopkins Medicine, this is for Johns Hopkins. Hopkins Medicine. Yes. Had a headline back in 2016, studies suggest medical errors now third leading cause of death. Like, think about that. When you think about what are the leading causes of death in the world, you think like heart disease,
cancer, right.
You go down the list. The third one is iatrogenic death from a doctor messing you up somehow, whether it's a surgery or giving you the wrong medicine. So-called healthcare industry is a third leading cause of death. We have a broken healthcare system. Unfortunately, I don't want it to be the case. I don't wake up in the morning wanting to talk about this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Hate it. But yeah. we ultimately, like you say, Bill, I mean, we kind of need to revolt. I mean, we need to take our health in our own hands, and we need to change the system drastically.
Exactly. Yeah, you see, and what happened, and people didn't realize that with Obamacare, when Obamacare came in, I mean, for what? I mean, it's almost like the war on poverty with LBJ in the 60s. They scratched an itch that nobody was even, you know, having any symptom of. They just created this. It sounded good. And it was sexy to offer, you know, health care for everybody. But what happened, you know, when you take a fifth of our economy and you compromise its liberty and freedom, this is what you get. You know, you get these big organizations, these big pharmaceuticals that are protected. They can do things with impunity. There's no accountability whatsoever. Maybe somewhere down the road they pay a little bit of fine. But meanwhile, you know, they're making bazillions. And then they're continuing to fund those entities and those political groups that, you know, keep that trough, you know, loaded up. And so this is unfortunately. This is what's happened to America today, and it all, again, it all compromises our liberty. It compromises life. These are all interconnected, John, to your point. You know, the universities are compromised. In fact, I think it was Liz Peek this morning talking about, you know, and looking, I think it was at Yale or Harvard or something, and looking at their curriculum, you know, because the universities, I mean, you talk about how smart the universities look right now. All you got to do is, well, we got 30 campuses right now revolting, you know, over what's happening in the Middle East. And these kids, they don't even know. These white kids, these white privileged kids, I'm Hamas. What, are you nuts? What are you talking about? You're Hamas. Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, how unintellectual, how unacademic. And then the university presidents and that, the leadership is all, you know, they're in the tank. It's like, wait a minute. You know, we entrust the minds of our children, and we're paying you, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year plus in order to educate our kids, and you've retarded them in the process. Wow. Crazy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, are you seeing these? I'm seeing all over social media these videos of, like, these man-on-the-street type interviews that'll go to these protests, and they'll stick a microphone in front of some of these protesters and say, hey, what, you know, what are you here for? And they can't even answer the question.
They have no clue, right.
These protesters, they're there yelling, and they're, you know, super zealous and passionate, and but you ask them, what is it you want? They have no idea. There
exactly.
was one girl.
But they know about pronouns, though, John. See, that was the thing. That was Liz's point, is that there's more offerings in the curricula at these universities for all these, you know, squishy, feely, you know, kind of topics that really have little to do with, you know, an advancement of one's intellect and their participation in the greater good of all concerned. But they've sold out and they bought into all this DEI and pronoun stuff, that's the order of the day. That's the measurement. Well, what are they going to do when they get into the real world and somebody says, hey, look, I don't care about your pronoun. I just care, can you get the job done? If you can't get the job done, you're out of here, you and your pronoun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was obvious to me when I'm looking at these videos of these young, this one case, it was this young woman who, when she was asked, what are you here for? She said, I don't know. And she looked at somebody else, her friend next to her, and said, do you know why we're here? And she said, no. But she just said she came over from Columbia University. I think they're just being told by their professors, hey, I'll give you extra credit if you go to this thing. If you go and you,
possibly,
you know, stand in, quote, solidarity with the pro-Palestinian protesters. It's just a sign that our universities have been compromised. All the professors are cultural Marxists. They just hate the West. And
right.
Because Israel has some, I guess, what they would call colonial tendencies, they think, okay, so that's Western, so I'm just going to be against Israel now. That's purely what it is. It's just for the destruction of the West. That's why they're there. They have no idea about the topic.
So where is Israel colonizing? Did I miss something? I mean, they were given land in 1948 by the United Nations, and the world powers said, hey, we're going to give you land, which it wasn't even the exact same land that God had already given them, that land, and then some. But, you know, and what happened in order to appease, they let little parcels out. They have accommodated people. When I was in Israel there, you know, there was fencing and, you know, that was set up. And the fencing was there to protect the Jews because, you know, the Arabs were sitting there firing bullets into Israel. So they had to kind of, you know, set a border up in order to protect the people, the Jews, and it's not just Jews that are in Israel, in Jerusalem, as you know, throughout. I mean, Arabs go, they can go in and out, you know, and they can move about, but boy, the other way around, Jews can't necessarily move in and through the areas that are cordoned off and are forbidden and controlled by, you know, by Palestinians and others.
Yeah, and, you know, even if you think that was wrong for Israel to be given that land and that makes them colonizers, these protesters still don't even understand the topic. They
exactly.
can't give you a reason why they're there. They can't even give you what they ultimately want in the end. They don't know what from the river to the sea means. They don't know what river or what sea. I mean, they probably couldn't even point out Israel on a map, some of these protesters.
Right.
It's just pure cultural Marxism. They just hate the West.
Without a doubt.
Down, as they benefit from it.
Exactly. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com. Check him out.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship sailing under a Panamanian flag is headed for St. John, Canada. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we've got America's Money Answers Man. You got questions, he's got answers for you. Jordan Gooden. Jordan, welcome. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, Middle East is firing up. Boy, this thing could really explode into something that, you know, I guess all those that think they know better. You know, the one thing about war, you just can't control it, but somehow they think in their own mind's eye they might be able to and limit the damage. But, you know, with the recent events, Iran becoming so overt and saying, well, the heck with the proxies, we'll just do it ourselves, right?
Yeah, and so they shot 300 and whatever missiles and drones, and they pretty much shot them all down, but they could do more next time. Israel was very restrained in its response, although it was interesting. The missiles that they sent back to Iran evaded the entire Iranian air defense system and got through anyway. So that showed their capabilities.
That's quite shocking. Plus, I thought they were tactical in targeting some of the areas in Syria. So the asset areas that Iran was using to send missiles and that, Israel said, hey, what the heck, we'll get them in the party too, right?
Exactly. So when Israel responded, oil immediately jumped up to about $90 a barrel from 83 or so. And then when it was not a wider war, it went back down again. But at any moment, this could happen where Israel responds and Iran responds and we get into a regional war. And then, of course, the real concern is if Iran cuts off the Strait of Hormuz, and we send the Fifth Fleet there. We have a naval battle in the middle of all these oil tankers. That's not a good scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah. And oil is going up to $150 a barrel at that point because all the oil from Saudi Arabia to Iraq that would be blocked would really cause a tremendous it would cause a worldwide recession, if not worse, to have oil prices go up that quickly. So the Biden administration has not really stopped this from happening.
Exactly. And how long would it take the administration to come to some solution here? I mean, this isn't anything like all of a sudden they flip a switch and then 2 weeks later we're back to affordable gasoline because we're drawing it out of our own fields, right?
Well, we've depleted our strategic preserve for exactly this kind of purpose. It's down by more than half. So
exactly,
you know, that was supposed to get us through an embargo or some kind of disruption of oil supply. I mean, we are pumping a good amount of oil, but we could be pumping a lot more and make ourselves much more energy independent than we've been doing. And so all these shenanigans in the Middle East just make us, and Europe even more so, very vulnerable to an economic catastrophe if this war widens. At the moment it hasn't, but at any moment it could.
Yeah, this is amazing. See, this is what happens when you have such a feckless commander-in-chief. A commander-in-chief or a chief executive officer of the nation would be so forward-thinking that these moves, preemptive moves, would already be underway to where the interests of America would be protected. But it's this administration, it doesn't seem to be the case. It's almost like this administration wants the American people to feel the pain even more. So that somehow it'll exacerbate, move us away from fossil fuels. Go ahead. They're responding?
They're responding. They're not taking the initiative. You know, Iran does something and Israel does something. We're trying to convince them to do something different. We're not in control of the situation, which we really should be since we have the great military power to do this. But Iran's doing things on its own. They're answering to Russia and China. That's who Iran listens to, not whatever we have to say.
Right, exactly.
And they've got different intentions. And Hamas, I mean, Hamas is being wiped out, but they're winning the war anyway. Not only directly, in other words, drawing Israel into a wider war, but look at what's happened to American campuses and tremendous protests and division. They're closing down Harvard Yard and Yale and Columbia and Berkeley and all these places, and have the Republicans fighting each other over funding Israel. Hamas has lit the flame to unleash all of this hatred and this anti-Semitism around the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're reaping what we've sown, Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, open borders, you know, you think, oh, kumbaya, everybody going to come here and play nice and all that sort of thing. And, I mean, why are people surprised? And of course, it's election season. So election season opens the door for all possibilities, right?
Well, you're seeing that. And, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of external people are getting in to Columbia and so on. They're trying to rile it up and make the rush. I mean, we have graduations coming up soon. They might not have graduations of Harvard, Yale, and Columbia and Berkeley because there's tents and rioters and people in the where they would normally have a graduation. It's really upsetting. And this all was sparked by Hamas's atrocities back on October 7th. It's gotten much wider than that now.
Right, exactly. And this is all brought to you by these outsiders that didn't pay $60,000 a year last year to go to these universities.
Exactly.
They're just there rabble-rousing and destroying, a graduation, destroying, you know, because here we are, we're in the final week of classes. All that's being turned on its head, sadly. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, parents, kids, you know, going into debt, have paid for all this, and and you question, okay, where's the leadership in this? You know, Joe Biden's leadership is feckless; it's weak. He was mealy mouthed. He's not helping, and the university leadership. Back in the 80s, at least you had Ronald Reagan saying, look, there's certain things that are tolerable. You know, peaceful protests are tolerable, but you got to know the difference between a peaceful protest and a not so peaceful protest. But the liberals, they're confused right now. They have no clue.
Well, I mean, the Columbia campus, they put their tents all over the place. Police came in, cleaned them out. They went right back and did their tents all over again. And I don't think they're going to leave easily. And this is really, I mean, this is, there are riots going on, like at Yale and Harvard and these other places. And this is just, and this is warming up for the summer when we get the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I think you could have riots similar to 1968 over the Palestinian question.
Right.
So it's tearing the Democratic Party apart as well as the Republican Party for different reasons.
Right, exactly. Well, it's it's not uniting anybody. That, well, it's uniting their side, I guess, but as far as overall in the country. But this is where, you know, there needs to be some serious soul searching of this country. It's like, okay, do we have a democratic republic? Are you surrendering it? You're letting it go to a small minority of loudmouths and malcontents? Or are we going to reclaim this democratic republic for the good of all concerned? And I'm not talking the Republican Party. I'm talking Democratic Party. I could care less. What I care about is America. I care about the country in large. That's what I'm defending, and that's what I'm fighting for, not a political interest.
And this is just tearing us apart.
Of course it is.
It's tearing apart the parties individually, even within the Jewish community. It's torn apart. Yes. There's some Jews that, you know, sent by Israel. Some Jews, you know, liberal Jews don't like what Israel's doing in Gaza. So it's torn everybody apart in all kinds of different ways. I saw the movie Civil War recently, Bill. I don't know if you've seen that.
Right.
But that kind of shows the extremes when the country kind of turns against itself. It can get pretty violent. I hope we don't go there, but that was like a warning sign of how things could go if the polarization continues.
Mm-hmm. It's plausible, isn't it, though, Jordan?
I guess so. It's hard to imagine, but that movie kind of showed how it can actually happen where, you know, we're literally shooting each other, like just like the Civil War in the 1860s.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, the deal is, see, all this is bask in deception. We don't know the truth, okay? If we knew the truth, it'd be a different story. You know, whether you decide to, you know, fund these nations, you know, with this latest bill, what, $95, $96 billion, you know, Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other interests. You know, if you knew the whole truth and nothing but, it might be a little bit different. But here it is. It's like it fits a pattern that our country has gotten locked into. And it's a pattern that, President Eisenhower warned us about that was going to emanate from the military-industrial complex. And that's what's happening. And look what's happening. We haven't won a war. We've been into regime change. And now what's happening here in America is that it's come, you know, as Jeremiah Wright would say, the chickens have come home to roost. And here we are, you know, we've been affected by a coup and a regime change brought to you by your own weaponized government. Got to leave it there, Jordan. That's just my humble opinion, I know. Hey, where can they go for more information?
They can always email me, jordan@moneyanswers.com. Glad to take emails for your listeners, Bill.
Check him out. He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Thank you, Jordan. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and he is from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family, the director of said organization, an institution there. You become an institution, did you know that? Adam Holtz. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. A lot of buzz about Unsung Hero.
Yeah.
It is out today officially, probably the largest release that Lionsgate has done this year. The response, because we partnered with Focus on the Family, by the way, and gave away a bunch of tickets. And the people are calling me and texting me and going, oh, thank you. This is so awesome. This is my most favorite movie. And it was so cool. And then some people even said that they took their mother with them. And afterwards, they just... It just endeared them all the more because this movie is so inspirational, not only about mother, I say even fathers and families at large, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for anybody who's not familiar with Unsung Hero, this is the story of a family, the Smallbone family from Australia. And you may not be familiar with them either, at least immediately by name, but you may have heard of For King and Country, which is fronted by Joel and Luke Smallbone. Or if you're of a certain tender age, maybe Rebecca St. James. And this is really the story of their family, how they came to the United States from Australia in the midst of a real failure. Their dad, David, was a concert promoter and lost a ton of money on an Amy Grant tour, in part because the economy went into a recession. And they come to the United States, and pretty much every door that can get slammed in their face does. And it's really a story about family, about what it looks like to persevere together as a family. And I have more to say about it than that, but that's the basic storyline here.
Well, yeah, I mean, here they are. They're in Australia, living large. The dad's successful. He's doing great. He rolls the big dice and puts everything on the line. Ends up losing everything. Loses his house. Has to leave Australia and comes to America with a hope and a prospect of working with Carmen. And Carmen at that time was doing really well. They were very successful. So he looked at that as a lifeline. But he gets here and God says, no, I got a different lifeline for you.
Yep.
And it's going to take you a little bit of time, take you a couple of years to discover it, but get ready. And in the process, he goes through, as you say, an incredible identity crisis. Who wouldn't? I mean, here you are, the breadwinner for the family, the father, and all of a sudden it crashes in on you. And it was devastating for them. But the family came together, as you said, and realized, hey, look at, you got six and a half. I think when they came to America, it was like 6 and a half kids, right? And they had one in the oven.
Yeah.
And exactly. So here they are, man. They're mowing lawns. They're cleaning toilets. They're doing whatever it takes to put food on the table because they come here. They don't even have a place to rent. Right. I mean, they don't have a car, right. And so it's anyway, crazy. it's quite the story, and I know for some people, you know, that are on tough times because of the economy. It wasn't, you know, okay, he took a shot and all that kind of stuff, but you know, and I remind people today that a lot that they're suffering through right now, it's not their fault,
right? That's exactly right.
This has happened to them. And so that being the case is that it's also a time to realize that who is your provider, you know?
Yes.
Right?
Well, and a couple of the things that I love about the movie, yes, it's a Christian movie. Yes, it certainly, I think, ultimately paints a really beautiful picture of this family. But I think en route to painting that picture, there are some pretty unflattering moments. I would say, you know, David has a crisis of faith, a midlife crisis,
right,
a breakdown, whatever you want to call it, because the disappointments and the losses just keep stacking up. And at one point, you know, he ends up just in bed. And we get this montage of him depressed and in bed.
Right.
And I'm hard put, Bill, to think of any other Christian movie, maybe that I have ever seen, that gives us that sort of unvarnished and, in its own way, honest but really ugly picture of somebody failing. And then his wife, he gets in a fight with his wife, verbal fight, not a fist fight, and she calls him on his narcissism, his self-pity, his pride, his self-protectiveness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've ever had a verbal, you know, back and forth with your spouse, it is not pretty, and I felt like the movie did, again, a pretty realistic job of depicting it. It ends with his wife slapping him in the face. There is a little bit of physical contact, and she tells him to get out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you know, but he gets it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the glue, right? She is the unsung hero that holds it all together, apart from God, obviously.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, and this is the thing in life. Sometimes you get to those points where you have to say, like, Jesus, get behind me, Satan. And in a sense, that's what she told her husband.
Yeah,
is
totally.
That, you got to get behind me. You're not in alignment with God. And there's no exclusive. See, this is the other thing it points out, too, is that just because you're the man of the house doesn't mean you have the exclusive on it.
Right.
You know, your spouse is there to complete you. You're to complete one another. And if you are, this is why unity is so important, and that we must understand, when you profess your wedding vows, do you really mean it, or are they just words? Because you're going to have to walk those out, and in walking them out, whew, man, get ready. There's some tough times ahead, because, you know, this isn't paradise that we're in right now. Okay. And I know for some people, after all the struggles that they have with their marriage and everything like that, Jesus said, hey, when you get to heaven, don't worry. There's no marriage in heaven. There's probably some wives going and guys going, thank God, you know, saying, you know, but there's something better, no doubt. So, you have to appreciate the irony. But that's one of those things that where you have those moments and you say, I want to talk to God about this. It's like, okay, it's like, all right, so you give us marriage on earth, we get to heaven, marriage doesn't exist because that's the only way we can have peace. Just kidding. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, and I think the thing about the gap or the distance between our vows and reality is, sooner or later, even if you have a good marriage, and even if you're not rocked by tragedy or something, you know, really, really, really horrible, you are going to run into a point of conflict where there is ugliness that comes out. Maybe it comes out in your spouse. Maybe it comes out in you. And at some level, you kind of know it, right?
Right.
And the for better or worse means, okay, even when we get that glimpse of ugliness, we are for each other. And,
what's going to bring you back?
Yeah.
We don't. What's going to snap you back? Yeah, exactly.
Very much. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We have had some arguments, and I'm like, well, no amount of premarital counseling prepared us for this argument, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it just stuff comes out of left field. And sometimes you can have extraordinary pressures come to bear, and you have to say, okay, we're in this together. I have acted foolishly, which is what David says. He owns it, and I like that, too. He takes responsibility. So, great movie. Great movie.
Well, the problem, Adam, I found is it's always the youngest one. So whatever the youngest one, you just go out and sacrifice him, you know, and then everything will be fine.
Right.
This is why they used to stone him in the old days. It took care of that real quick, you know.
I'm trying to think of a snappy comeback, Bill, but they're all inappropriate. So I'll just let
probably.
You roll with
and I probably was inappropriate in saying that too, because all the going, how dare you? You know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know my young son's going to send me a text real quick. One of my favorite lines, and there's so much to take away, but one of my favorite lines is the reminder of what Mother Teresa said, which Luke and Joel at their concerts say all the time. You know, if you want to change the world, go home, love your family.
Yeah,
there it is.
It's a great line. It is a great line, and certainly a focus on the family. I think in some ways this is the most focus on the family movie maybe that I have ever seen, because there are all the dynamics that we focus on, our relationship with our spouse, our relationship with God, how we help our kids trust God. And, you know, one of the other scenes in the movie that I love is, you know, they literally don't even have money for groceries, right?
Yeah. Right.
And mom sticks a couple sticky notes up. One of them says please, and one of them says thank you. And the please ones are for prayer requests like get dad a job.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we need a car. And then as these many, many, many needs are slowly answered, they put up a thank you note. And
I love that.
Cheesy, but I thought it was.
Oh no, I think that's awesome, and I something tells me that you know, 3M's going to go out of business because there's going to be a sale of Post-it notes all over the place, because that's going to be something that people embrace. A minute and a half left here. A movie that is not talked about but should be, the Kendrick Brothers. Because some people go, hey, we haven't heard from the Kendrick Brothers in a long time. Well, a new movie just released to Firm, right? From Affirm Films, called The Forge. And this is a great movie, too. Wow.
It just got announced. I haven't actually seen it yet. So it's in the pipeline. It's coming. But it's about mentoring, you know, and they've tackled.
I'm confused here because I just got a report on it. It says that it's going to be in theaters nationwide. Maybe this is a typo. August the 23rd. Well, that's several days ago. So but I don't know.
Yeah, August 23rd, not April 23rd.
Oh, August. Okay. No wonder. Okay. Another A calendar. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Eyes are getting a little weak here. Yeah. So August 20th. So we're okay. But
we're okay.
Great, great movie. Mama Clara. Mother Clara makes an appearance. She's back.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember her from War Room, right?
Yep. From War Room. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the subject of mentoring.
Yes. Oh, check out the trailer. And you can check out the trailer, I believe, at theforge.com. The Forge, F-O-R-G-E. It's wonderful. And they've had some extra footage there with the Kendrick Bros, you know, talking about the movie. But a lot of people that we've seen in their movies is there, too. Adam Holtz, thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.